won't come if we don't forgive one another. So just a little note about this business of forgiveness. You'll notice here is in the Gospel of Matthew. This is given to the community, not just the priests. Community to forgive. Okay. Feast of the Holy Spirit, that mysterious kind of anonymous, nondescript figure of the Trinity about whom we say little and know less. So I'd like to go back to the only place that I have found a real entree into understanding what the scripture was talking about when it refers to the Spirit, namely a passage in one of the many essays that Karl Rahner wrote. Rahner, probably the greatest Roman theologian, theologian in the Church of Rome, that is, in the last century. He was answering the question, how can you tell where the Spirit of God is operating? Wonderful question. I mean, if the Spirit is this kind of vague, amorphous, fuzzy business in our head, it's extremely important that we be able to give it some locale to concretize it. And Rahner's answer says, whenever one human being takes another human being seriously, there is the Spirit of God. There's one of the few statements I read in theologians that was unexpected, and yet as soon as you hear it, you say, this is so absolutely right. So wonderfully apt, so thorough, so complete, that it's kind of breathtaking. Whenever one human being takes another human being seriously, there is the Spirit of God. What does it mean to take somebody else seriously? Certainly it means, first of all, to assume that we don't normally take other people seriously. That we come to each other full of these set of criteria as to who is good, who is bad, what's worthy, what's unworthy, what's successful, what's unsuccessful. And lay that grid on them, and therefore we can make some kind of assessment as to who they are, how they are, what they are. And of course the other, as other vanishes whenever we do that. The other never gets to emerge in her or his own reality, and so really does not, in a very real sense, exist for us. To take the other seriously is to see them as co-human beings in their own unique reality. And so as I tried to say last week, it is again an instance of this genius of W.H. Auden when he talked about that world in the stable where everything was a you and nothing was an it. And to try to discern the other in their own you-ness. That's where the Spirit of God is. Extraordinary. Extraordinary. So simple. So implausible. So rarely realized. We all have our checklists about each other. And of course, that is consonant with the great biblical notion of the Spirit of God, namely as the enlivening power of God. We become alive precisely when we're able to take the other seriously. that, of course, also means, therefore, that we become more ourselves when we take the other theory. Even we can step outside the traps of our own criteria, cuts of judgment, our own grade sheet. Precisely in that connectedness with the other. And the wonderful thing is, of course, that this is extraordinarily useful in discerning where the Spirit is absent. The Spirit is absent, therefore. We live in an uninspired, dispirited world precisely when the other is not taken seriously. It's wonderful to have a relatively simple criteria. To be able to assess who we are. To be able to assess what the official church is doing today. It's terrifying. As this thing goes on, as the Vatican seems to become more and more defensive, it is terrifying what is going on as victims are sought. Not the victims of sexual abuse, but the victims are the secular press. The pansexualized society. Homosexuals now become the favorite victims of Navarro Walls, the Pope's chief spokesman, the head of the canon, of all the canonists, canon lawyers in the Vatican. Make that claim. This is what we need to be constantly aware of if we are to be faithful to the Spirit of God. Where are we? What are we doing as a church? What are our responsibilities, therefore? If we want to reduce the other to some minute portion of their own reality and say that's all they are and they are responsible for our problems, which unhappily is exactly what is going on, and it seems to be coming more and more ferocious. As you seem to be being backed into a corner by the increasing number of allegations of sexual abuse. Who is taking whom seriously? That's the question that we have to ask. Not just in our own personal life, but in the life of the institution as well. Who is taking whom seriously? Seriously, that person. Because what this does, of course, is simply cut us loose from all of our premature securities, anchorage points, where we know so much. Suggest to us that we really don't know very much. Ought to stand in the world in that notion of spiritual childhood understood not as childishness, but as a readiness to learn what the world has to offer. And those of us who are jaded, cynical, perhaps live too long, suffer too many disappointments, need to be reminded of that. That's where the Spirit is. We say, come, Holy Spirit, over and over and over again. That wonderful Latin prayer that sounds much better in Latin than it does in the English translation. It was just read. All those things. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen. Warm the chill. Guide the steps of going astray. This is why this feast is so important. To bring us again to the fundamentals of what we say we do and how we want to build our lives.